iTalk by Annie Schlesinger. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Annie Schlesinger. From the editor, Annie has written before for our publication, and she is an advocate for learning how to age and deal with the problems that come with it and with blindness. In this article, she talks about her problems with balance, offers some comments, and subtly asks for ideas. Anyone having them can send them to her at anniembbs@gmail.com. Here is what she has to say. In May 2021, I was changing clothes. I bent over, fell on my arm, and broke my wrist. I discovered Tucson Orthopedic Institute has a weekday evening walk-in clinic. Since that time, I have had trouble with my balance, as well as some pain and stiffness in that arm and hand. Preparing for blindness and aging has helped me during this time. I have been to a neurologist, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and have also visited physical therapy. Fortunately, I didn't have a stroke, but if I had called 911, the tests and scans could have been done in the ER instead of waiting months for appointments. I ended up with a diagnosis of central vestibular disorder, which seems to be a catch-all diagnosis for my problems. I have an imbalance problem and often bad pain in my head along with nausea. I have another referral to a neurologist. Sessions with a physical therapist have helped me with my balance and feelings of dizziness, but some degree of dizziness is always present. I continue to do home exercises for both balance and dizziness. I look around my senior living community and have incorporated some new behaviors. I don't bend over, or if I do, I hang on to something and keep my head up. I seem to fall forward, but I have a friend who says that she has to be careful about falling backwards. I set up a dressing chair. It has arms and faces the bed. I have a shower chair, handheld shower hose, and grab bars. I need it all. For a number of months, I have been pushing a personal shopping cart for support and protection. Not the best solution. I need to get back to using the long white cane to travel safely. I don't want to use a walker, which requires two hands, and a third hand for the long cane. It's possible, but it's one step at a time. It seems my choice is a support cane, a hemi walker, or to propel myself by my feet in a wheelchair with the long white cane sweeping in front. I am trying a lightweight shopping cart I pull behind with the long white cane in front. I am looking for help on what best to do as a blind person who has very poor balance. Vestibular.org has an incredible amount of information about diseases and balance. The eyes affect balance. I do gaze stabilization exercises. I have joined two of their online support groups as I try to learn about this impact on my life and continue to maintain as much independence as I can. Thank you for any suggestions. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.